Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarloth, a bi-weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarloth!
Good evening, subjects of the Empire. You are listening to Live from Zarloth. At your number one resource for breaking news, I am Herc Dercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And it is our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across the cosmos.
It's also our esteemed pleasure to bring you Percy.
Wait, Percy?
That's right, out on bail.
Percy's out.
Thanks to a generous donation from an anonymous donor, whoever that was. Thank you. It's good to have the little guy back.
That's insane. Percy's bail was so huge.
It was astronomical, like in the millions, if not billions of credits.
For those who don't recall, Percy killed several people several weeks in a row. He served a stint, and I'm going to be happy to see him. There's going to be a couple families of loved ones who maybe will not be so keen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was a whole innocent until proven guilty empire we lived in. Apparently not.
I mean, I love Percy as much as the next Glorbanian. I'm just saying, those families may not.
Do the Glorbanians have a particular interpretation of Percy I'm unaware of?
Oh, they've been getting a lot of fan mail. Like, Percy is kind of like a deity at this point. Really? I don't know how that happened. A lot of the, like, public opinion has kind of switched from to Percy worship.
Really? You know, yeah. To be fair, is not very hard to disprove.
You know, I still hold to my values, but I can see how the tides are turning and that, I'm not as upset as I probably potentially could be. It's for the best.
Yeah. Comes and goes. You know what can't be disproven is Percy's innocence. And he's curling up on my arm.
Oh, Percy.
Well, now he's checking my blood pressure.
Huh. Did he do that before?
No, this is new.
What you doing, Percy?
That's a little tight, Percy.
Percy?
Okay. I was told this might happen. I'll get a little taser for this.
There he goes.
Well,
yeah.
Now he's scared. Oh, go cry to Tomlin.
Great. Yeah, I mean, what you did tase him. I don't know what you were expecting differently. Like, he's changing colors. He's like, he's sweating. Yeah. He has a safe space in Tom.
So it seems. It's just hard to be a parent, you know.
Yeah, I know. All my children.
You know, I made a promise to myself that I'd never see the inside of a prison. And that is why I close my eyes every time I get arrested.
That's very good. Yes, yes. So you're saying you have been arrested several times, but
oh, yeah.
It's just you don't know what the inside of a prison looks like.
I mean, you know, the arson thing from a few episodes back that I mentioned with our esteemed librarian. I did
That's
do a little
right.
bit of it. It was a night. The esteemed doctor where I grew up in the tubes, you know, he bailed us out. And frankly, I would have rather stayed in jail a little bit longer than face the reprimand I got from him. But, you know, little things like that. Tomfoolery.
So you're still in contact with that nurse from like... Is that the one that we saw back with the tentacle ball game? That was crazy. You still know them?
Well, I know of them. I don't talk to them, or rather, they don't really talk to me.
But they bailed you out.
I mean, thousands of years ago, but it was a responsibility. They had to save face, you know. If they wanted to talk to me, I'd talk to them.
So because there was a kind of responsibility for perhaps being a hand in your creation... The day that you burned down the library at Alexandria, they bailed you out to save face. But you still want a relationship with them is also what I'm hearing.
Being a child is a very difficult thing.
Being a parent is difficult. Being a child is difficult.
A child
what
is
isn't difficult?
Everything's so damn difficult.
This wide universe. It's just tricky to be anybody.
Send us an email if you know something that's not difficult.
livefromzarloth@gmail.com. You send us an essay on that, baby girl. We'll read it. Live on air.
Speaking of live on air, Herc, we haven't had actual urgent breaking news in so long.
It's been a really long time.
I've not seen the little light go off. This is pressing. breaking news! We've got an Amber Alert. If you're on Earth, keep your eyes out for a gray Kia Sorento with Nebraska license plates GLM718. Authorities are saying that vehicle was kidnapped by a 7-year-old. If you have any information, contact the Dairy Queen in Fremont and ask for Martin.
How is Martin? Oh, it's Martin's car.
It's Martin's car, yeah.
I'm slow. So yeah.
Reading between the lines. That that headline had 2-day shipping for you.
Yeah, I'm all turned around. Mm. Listen, I don't pride myself on necessarily being super aware of human customs. Like, there are things that I know about, and I, like, spout a lot of drivel about stuff. But in terms of most things, like, don't be mad at me. I never claim to be wise to the ways of the humans. I just pretend to be.
That's very mature of you, Herc.
I think so.
Like people don't see your mature side nearly enough.
No, not at all.
You should show it. From time to time, just bring it out.
I mean, I feel like I try to, like, at least once every couple episodes, like, I drop some knowledge.
Mm. Oh, every 10 or 12 episodes, yeah.
Yeah, it reminds me of a song that I actually wrote for my EP. The Fat Man EP.
The Fat Man EP?
Yeah. Oh, come on, don't pretend like you don't know what the Fat Man EP is.
I have no knowledge of the Fat Man EP.
So after we were talking to Spatchcock, and he was talking about, like, his younger days, I was like, I want to leave some kind of legacy, and I'm 10, and I got 5 years left. I want to leave some kind of legacy more than having my voice on the biggest news show in the galaxy every week, and also being a vigilante and all that. I need an actual legacy.
No more small potatoes.
That's right. So I decided to drop an EP.
I see. You know I'm going to call BS on this.
Why?
Well, you don't have a sample. Surely you'd be parading a sample of the song by now.
I thought you'd never ask. Let me just drop this beat. I'll sing it live over this beat.
Excellent.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Herc. There was a dead poet and a society. And then they got rid of my propriety. Some days you look in the mirror. Some days you feel in the fear. Some days, and then I forget. And then some days you get out of bed. And then some days sit on a stool. Some days feel like a fool. That's part of one of the songs.
I see. Are you open to, I don't know, constructive criticism?
No, not really.
For the best.
I'd rather not hear any criticism of my work, please. Makes me feel bad. I think what I have is good. In fact, I know what I have. So, stop saying things. Stop saying things. I know what I have.
I think we can both agree that you have something special.
I really do. There's nothing quite like it.
You know, Herc, I feel like, as we see in the ring, sometimes people consider me to be a bit of a snob. And I don't want that to be my image, because that's not what I am.
Yeah,
people are wrong.
Every rating, yeah.
Every rating. It's kind of a weird PS that shows up on everything.
Yeah, really weird.
We got a bill for electric. And in the notes for our electric bill, they said I was a snob. That's needless.
I also hate that they gave it to us. It's like,
right.
I don't pay this.
Give it to Tomlin, anyone else.
Someone pays it.
We're in a big building.
Not me. If you are Zarloff Ed, Zar Ed, Zarloff Electric Company, stop sending us the bills in our studio.
No need for it. Just send it downstairs. Yeah. It doesn't need to go all the way to the top.
Yeah, somebody will find it.
Not to clown on your music, but you know what? I'll indulge that they consider me a bit of a snob. I'll indulge
Let's
it just
indulge
for this
it.
Day, and then I'm not a snob anymore.
Okay.
You want some real music?
Yeah.
You want some real music? I have an article about some real music.
Okay.
Famous Zarloffian band, There's a Fire in This Target, has been busted for illegal usage of time travel. Now, before I get back to this, you see, you want to be at the forefront of music, Herc? You want to make something special?
I'm number one on the charts right now. I feel like I made it.
What got released today that allowed you to be number one on the charts.
It just so happened that no one released anything except for...
There has to be something, Herc.
Nope.
It's a Tuesday.
I found a blind spot.
Tomlin, pull up all releases of all music today across the cosmos.
You can look at it. Not a single thing dropped today.
That is uncanny.
See, it's just a long, empty list.
Herc, you understand that this would read as suspicious to anyone with a brain.
Yeah, anyone with a brain, but I don't know what to tell you. I had nothing to do with it.
God. Well, but
yeah,
thankfully.
But what was going on with the whoever?
Yeah, the whoever? Just yeah. One of the greatest punk bands to ever exist?
Yeah, they're all right.
The news. Famous Zarloffian band, there's a fire in this Target. Has been busted for illegal usage of time travel. The notorious punk band used the outlawed technique of time dilation to record their new 30-minute album in under 17 seconds to allow them more time for drug abuse. In addition to jail time, the band is now dealing with mixed reviews for the new LP. This would have come out last Tuesday, I suppose. Their record label has kindly given us a sample of the title track, Oh Shoot, I Think My Leg Is Asleep. Let's play that real music.
I'm excited.
Oh, wow, this feels terrible. This was a bad idea. I'm on uppers, but my heart's moving slower, so my brain thinks I'm likely dead. This song is gonna be amazing.
I smell a Grammy. I smell it from here. I smell it from my desk. I can smell Grammys from my desk.
Can I be real with you?
Oh, well, nothing stopped you before.
I smell a plagiarism suit.
Oh, come off it.
You know what that sounds like?
Oh, does it sound like you?
No, it doesn't sound like me. That would be wild if it was me. No, it sounds like that band, Oops, There She Goes Again. You know that band?
Everyone always says this, that they sound like the same thing. Oops, There I Go Again.
And Oops, There She Goes Again.
Oops, there. Well,
there's multiple bands.
There's multiple bands. I agree that they need to distinctify a little bit. You ever seen Wicked?
Yeah, I've seen Wicked.
Yeah, they make aborts too.
Yeah.
They need to distinctify some of these names because real music by guys like There's a Fire in This Target deserve to be in their own class.
I think it should be distinguished. I just feel like if you're going to sample someone else's writing, I'm not saying that necessarily.
Sample other people's writing.
I'm just saying that the whole, like, everything about that was almost exactly like that There She Goes Again song or band song that, you know.
I don't.
No, the song's called You Know.
Oh.
It's very similar.
Well, we in the business call a honeypot.
Yep.
Stumbled right into it.
Breaking news!
That was a new one.
Yeah, I was trying something different.
Look at you branching out.
Yeah. For whoever edits the show later on, so that they don't have to have their eardrums blown out by breaking news!
There's a certain charm to it.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm never doing the other one again.
Oh.
Anyway, breaking news. In entertainment, Dancing with the Stars' favorite Girk Dercules got personal during this week's episode with his partner, Alpha Minor Centauri, a neutron star from the Omega Quadrant. Hey, you gotta remember that Dancing with the Stars, they are literally dancing with stars. Here is a clip that aired during that episode. Roll that clip.
You did it! Week 3, here we come! How do you feel, Girk?
I'm honestly blown away. I was not expecting our Foxtrot to the Muppets in Space theme song to pull tens across the board.
When they announced our scores, I saw you get really emotional. What were you thinking in that moment?
I just thought, oh boy, here comes the tears. I was just thinking about my hatred for Panera Bread and everything they stand for.
Right.
Do you ever just feel so much hatred for something that it kind of soothes you and makes you feel better about yourself?
Yeah, that moral superiority, yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, after finishing the dance, I just couldn't stop picturing their you pick two entree deal and breakfast served till 10:30 a.m. and it just reminded me why I got into activism in the first place.
Well, yeah, that completely makes sense. You're so brave.
Yeah, I am. Oh, also, I hate my brother Herc. He's the worst. Like, man, I hate him.
I don't mean to rat you out. It is evident that there are tears streaming down your face. And is there a conflict of interest in delivering the news? Because I can take this story the rest of the way if you'd like.
No, I got it. It's just, like I was saying the other week, Gurk held a certain position in the love of our family and of our mother that I never quite achieved. And to have him drag me on such a big show as Dancing with the Stars doesn't feel good, but at the same time, there's some part of me that is watching him succeed in his hatred for Panera Bread that he has built his personality on, and I there's a lot of conflicting feelings inside of me. There's no way around it. Mm. That's where the tears are coming from.
Mm. I have two solutions for you, if you'd like.
Well, please, share them.
I've moved on from therapy. I'm into just giving people solutions.
Oh, that's a big jump.
I've ascended.
Okay. How many years were you in therapy?
Oh, not so much years as much as, like, if you actually calculated how much time I spent with a therapist, it would probably be 15, 20 minutes.
No further questions.
Absolutely. Firstly, one thing you can do to get some of this superiority that your brother indulges in is you can start calling it the St. Louis Bread Company.
The St. Louis call Panera Bread that?
Yeah, that's what
you're saying I could jump on his bandwagon and like have that be a part of me.
Sort of. Or I feel like this could also point out like, wow, you hate and you don't even know why you hate. It's because the company is actually the St. Louis Bread Company, and few people know that. It's this rebrand across the nation, and you could pull this on him and just rip him to shreds, show that his hate is baseless and immature, show how much better you are.
That's a great point. In fact, this entire time, perhaps I have secretly known that it was the St. Louis Bread Company making me better than Gurk.
I'd say so. And in one way, before we completely clowns on him, again, I can make up words.
Clowns?
Clowns. Oxford Dictionary Word of the Year 2027. Clowns.
Email us your best definition for a clown.
Also, the fact that Word of the Year was Goblin Mode. It's two words! It's two words! Goblin Mode? Two words! All this to say, hate is the new love. Yeah, we did love for generations, for years. We put it on t-shirts, tourism ads, Virginia's for Lovers. Things are a-changing. Hate is in. Love is out. Virginia is for haters.
For haters. Yes. Oh, man. Yeah, if you've been to Virginia recently, you know that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, that's a beautiful point, but what was item number two? You said there were two items. You said number one, and then there was like that anecdote,
I'm so glad you asked. I don't remember.
No follow-up questions. Yeah, no, that, Oh, hang on. We got a little somebody coming back. Oh. Y'all done with Tomlin Percy?
Oh, well. Who's out from under the chair and wiggling his way over here?
Oh, but you're done with Ron. You're coming over to Herc now. Oh. Wow, I see. This feels like when you have like a little gargo, like one of those little like house gargo pet. It's a pet for you earthlings who don't know. Gargo's hard to explain. It looks like a clown.
It's like a hybrid of a squirrel and John Malkovich.
Yeah. But if it was in a gaseous form.
Right.
And so now we see Percy slinking over here like a gargo that got yelled at by Dad and now is coming over to Mother. And we all know that Herc is Mother.
Mothering.
Mm-hmm.
It's a jealousy move. I see right through it. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work, Percy.
Yeah, you're transparent as a gargoyle right now, but only figuratively.
You know, guardianship is difficult.
Is it as difficult as being a child or a parent?
It's right up there.
Wow.
It's kind of a gross hybrid of the two, because you don't have the autonomy and the pride of being a parent, and yet you still have to take care of this thing. Guardianship? Brutal. Maybe the most difficult thing.
Breaking news!
There we go. It's good to have it back.
Yeah, what was I thinking?
Yeah, big mistake.
In galaxy-wide politics, Dastardly deeds are afoot on the human planet of Earth. Here we go with Earth again.
Always. Amber alerts, all sorts of stuff.
Golly, what is going on down there? It seems that that little twink, Timothée Chalamet, has petitioned the Zarlafian overlords to be named head of the Flat Earth Movement. His petition was subsequently granted to the surprise of many. Now, in a shocking turn of events, Chalamet has asserted that the Earth is in fact a sphere, but that he plans to mold it into a flat disk, as it was always meant to be. In a recent interview, Chalamet gave us the following words. Quote, "I don't like circles. They scare me. But spheres are even worse. They're like lots of circles put together. I look at this world around me with my haunted, sunken eyeballs, and I know that it deserves better. Heck, maybe I'll make the entire universe flat one day. Wouldn't that be neat?" End quote.
He's an idealist. I can respect that. But
you respect it?
I respect it. But here's the thing. I know how these lobbies work. You know, okay, you want to make the world a disc. You didn't think of Big Dawn or Big Sunset. Think of that. Sunset's gone. It's half a second now.
Big Dawn and Big Sunset as in the conglomerate, yeah, the corporation that runs sunsets. Yeah, exactly.
Tourism ants, Virginia for haters. You gotta be thinking of these things.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. Exactly. Yeah. Golden hour just to eradicate that. Make it what? 0.5 seconds as you flip to the other side of the disc, if it even rotates at all.
It's a major industry that would lose tons of revenue exactly. Overnight. Not you know, to be funny, to be punny. No. I think Big Sunset, Big Dawn, all those corporations will probably fight him on this. And, you know, he's just a skinny little guy after all.
Exactly.
But the fact that he got all the way to Zarlof, was able to petition the overlords, and then... like, kind of turned it on its head in a way where, but still has his position as far as I know.
Like I said, I'm impressed.
He's a madman.
He's doing a lot. Lisan al-Gaib. I'm impressed.
Lisan al-Gaib, yes.
Did I get that right?
That documentary, Dune.
Documentary, yeah.
That's real, by the way.
It happened. A lot of people think, wow, work of fiction. No. He found a little universe off to the side, became its messiah, dated a weirdly similar to your Zendaya, deep in outer space. It's almost a little confusing, but I'm too scared to bring it up.
Yeah, less Disney-fied. Best to leave it at that.
Yeah, they cut some scenes out, for darn sure. There's definitely some genocide and some bloodshed. They cut it out. I get why. Denis Villeneuve?
Something like that.
Yes.
I'd heard that Timothée...
Direct?
They have this name attached to the documentary that is actually a pocket universe, but the truth is that Timothée... was allowing things through that he wanted. So the story that's being told, it's an unreliable narrator is what it is. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm not familiar with unreliable narrators myself. As a very trustworthy one, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Well, naturally, as being very trustworthy narrators currently, it's a literary device, though. It's kind of like Shmekov's fun.
Michael's fun, yes.
Yeah.
It's where you show something being fun, and then at the end of the show, you have to show that, was it really fun?
Yeah. You don't have to flip it on its head, just be like,
was it fun? Maybe Shmekov wasn't that fun at all.
Yeah, gotta question it.
This to say, sweet Timothy, as I like to call him, I know it's Timothée, but we've met, we hung out, it was a whole thing.
Oh, whoa.
I respect what he wants to do. I see the vision, and yet there is not a practicality because these lobbies and conglomerates do exist. And that is why I, here on air, wish to announce that I will be properly placing in my bid for, well, Overlord. That's right. Spackman, 2026. Get on board. Join the movement. What do you think, Kirk?
Ron, you're telling me that you... are putting your name in the ring for a job that isn't elected except by the elite five overlords of the Zarlafian Council.
Exactly.
Those five names need to choose your name out of the hat.
Exactly. There's a very simple candidacy here, but I'm already talking to most people in the cosmos. I feel like I can target five specific ones over the air very, very well. And it's all about controlling the masses anyway, so I want to use my position right here, right now, to acknowledge these five men and tell the entire cosmos some things I like about them. Tagonkis.
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
Tagonkis has the hair of a Grecian baby. It is smooth, it is silky, and it can say things when your eyes are closed. If that's not the coolest thing you have ever heard, then you're stupid. I can go on, but I'll save the rest for another episode.
No, I
you want more?
I think there's four other names that would love to hear what you think
by
about
all
them.
Means, of course. I have plenty I can say about it.
Blazerius.
Best hug I've ever seen someone receive. I have not received the hug,
yeah,
but Blazerius would be, you know, if he sees me next time you see me, you can give me a hug. I'm not going to be pissed about it. I might even enjoy it. McConaurus. Beautiful creature. Quiet. Understated. I respect it. McConaurus, you don't have to say anything to me. You can hold my hand when you get scared at loud noises. I'm okay with that. I'm going to kiss you through the microphone now. It's going for your forehead, big guy. Here it comes. That was nice for me. Clompus. Oh, Clompus. You can tussle my feathers any day. He loves to grab people by the head, rustle their hair, you know, like a bully would back in school. He's not a bully. People say you're a bully. You're not a bully.
Sounds like a bully, Ron.
Colloquial. That's all it is. He's not a bully. And if you think he's a bully, then you're stupid.
It's hard to be a bully.
That goes in the email. Yes. Guardianship. Bullyhood. Being a child. Being a parent.
Yep.
All difficult. Was I at four?
Yeah.
Elgarius. Perhaps the wisest of all living creatures. I know people say Bonzo, all-knowing, is the best, but...
He's fallen off.
Elgarius is... There's an understated quality there, and... I'll just say it. He claims to know the future. There's only one being who has ever predicted things better than Elgarius. So, I don't know. I don't know. That's a tight record.
That's tricky. Yeah. Well, that is five things. Yeah. What was the first one again?
You know, that's a great question.
Ha. This all is very awkward, Ron. I wasn't going to bring this up because I didn't think it was relevant, seeing as you have put your name in the ring for Supreme Overlord. Oh. I think it's only fair for you to know that I am actually the campaign manager for your direct rival.
And who is my... Did you join Spatchcock? Is that what this is?
No, it's not Spatchcock. Like, Spatchcock, that's evil overlord position. Like, you know, I feel like his goals are not quite as lofty. He seems pretty settled and...
He seems to be doing his own thing. We're in different parties, for sure.
I'm talking about Gorkus. Yeah. Gorkus approached me about managing his campaign with the voice that I have, and I said yes, not thinking that there was any possible way that you were going to be trying to run for Overlord.
You are Kit Gorkus?
Gorkus the Spacious. Not Spacist. Spacious, as like a room that's large. Spacious. Man, this is really tricky for me.
Yeah, you really put yourself in a corner with that one.
Gorkus.
Spacious.
Yeah, well, no. Take the T off.
Either way, there appears to be an agenda here. See? Even now, he's trying to belittle us. You want to support this? Gorkus?
Gorkus? Wait, how is Gorkus belittling us? I missed something.
He made up a term? Who makes up terms?
No, spacious. Like, you have a lot of room. It's spacious.
Yes, and he discriminates against the spacious. I see now. You are saying he is spacious as in he takes up room.
Yes.
Not as in he discriminates against large spaces.
Yes. It's a misunderstanding that checks out because the way that I am and the way that I speak, that's a difficult word for me that I found in the moment.
A deeply unfortunate choice.
I only had to write it down before.
May I just say, even the appearance of evil, why would we even want to be near that? If we could even interpret him as being belittling to large spaces, even if he's not, why would we want that near us, Galaxy? We're better than that. Hey, you five boys, hey, poker night at my place. How about that?
As the campaign manager for Gorkus, it should be clear that at no point did I say anything that should... have pointed toward him being spacist, when in fact I was trying to say spacious. This is not a reflection on my candidate. Gorkus, please hear me. I did not sabotage your campaign.
I have a message for Gorkus.
Please,
he's probably listening to the show.
Yeah, well, he's hired me.
If anything, I'm kind of thinking he doesn't listen to the show if he's hired you.
That's hard to say.
Hmm. I have a message for Gorkus.
Go for it.
What's up, punk? And you can tell him I said that.
Just that exactly?
It's a quote from an Earth documentary.
Oh, which one?
The ugly.
Oh, okay.
And the good, and the bad.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, well, if I'm completely honest, I haven't either. Someone told me about it. It sounded amazing, and I've been too scared to see it.
That's completely fair.
I don't like looking at ugly things, which makes my job very difficult most days.
Well, that is just about all the time that me and Ron have today. We're so glad that you joined us listening to Live from Zarloff. We hope that you tune in next time, and we had a guest out in the hallway, didn't we?
Yeah, I did hear a couple knocks on the door at a few points. I was kind of on a roll myself.
You know what? It can't possibly be worse than having a guest and then killing them by accident or having Percy kill them, so I chalk this week up to a complete win.
It's for the best. If they stayed here for 15 minutes waiting through a show, they can wait another week.
They'll be fine.
Also, if you're in Peloton City, we will be canvassing next week for Spackman 2026. Meet us in Obismus Park. We'll have cake. We'll have friendship. And we'll be doing a lot of difficult things, but we'll be making a positive change. Spackman 26!
And I'll be protesting the St. Louis Bread Company. This has been Live from Zarloff. I'm Herc Hercules.
And I'm Ron Spackman.
And we'll see you next time, baby girl.
This has been Live from Zarloff, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Hercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarloff on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
That's a beautiful point, but what was item number two? You said there were two items. You said number one, and then there was like that anecdote, but...
I'm so glad you asked. I don't remember.